Harry Potter and the Underage Blowjob by J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter pulled his flies open and his large purple prick stood out like a salami. It was swelling like a monstrous balloon and a vein was throbbing. Hermione, one of Harry's best friends, went down on him. She stretched her mouth tightly, entirely round his dick and sat gulping wetly. Hermione was lapping noisily, but the swelling didn't stop. A loud ripping noise rent the air. His trousers were in bloody tatters. Harry withdrew his prick from her mouth. It must be 14 inches, said Hermione. She jerked Harry off, pulling on his dick with her little finger sticking out. Harry was shaking all over. He felt his stomach clench. Harry squirted a nasty-smelling liquid into Hermione's face. Hermione spluttered and blinked, her great ruddy face dripping. Excellent nosh! She burped richly, smacking her lips. I just lost control.
It's just a fun thing. Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's smelling like a milkshake. Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big fat. Nasty ass in a thong.
My sweet turd.
Yes! Jimmy the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. It's time to start the show, so everybody, let's go. How did my song go?
Hey everybody, it's time to go. Let's go with the flow. It's for the show.
I didn't think I was recording at the time, and I was just, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Hey everybody, it's time to go. Let's go with the flow. It's for the show.
A lot of times I forget that I'm recording while I'm getting my news stories ready or something. I'll accidentally hit record and I'll record like 10 minutes of me just making weird noises, singing. I talk to myself a lot, and I was speaking to my friend and he said it's because you were pretty much an only child. Even though I have a brother and sister, they're so much older than me and my parents are so ancient at this point. I had no one to play with, you know, at home. Aside from myself, and that's why I make noises all the time. I sing, I hum when I'm alone. It's pretty much like I'm doing the show 24 hours a day. You know, I entertain myself with my soothing voice. And I told you guys a while ago how I would play games with myself. Like when my dad would leave a cigarette butt in the toilet, I would try to piss on it and get the cigarette butt to spin. I just make up games. I had nothing to do. I was so bored. Never went anywhere. My parents never took me anywhere. Never went on vacations or anything. And I didn't have any siblings, really. I mean, the closest thing I had to, you know, hanging out with my brother was when he put me in the dryer or made me drink cologne. And that was, he was probably drunk himself at the time. So I had a very tough childhood, and you should all pity me. I do have a great program for you. I have to apologize. There was no show yesterday. Gonna make up for it right now, though. Got an extended show for you today. We've got a Sextastic Tuesday, or Wednesday. This is a classic edition. A lot of people have been requesting this story. Back in 2006, I read an interesting fan fiction. I never thought there would be Super Mario Brothers porn, but then again, this is the fucking internet. Of course there's Mario Brothers porn. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
One sunny day in the Mushroom Kingdom. This music is gonna get me. Mario and Luigi arrived at the gate to Princess Peach's castle. It's-a-me, a Mario! Are we late? Asked Mario. My Italian accent stinks, and I'm part Italian. Luigi looked at the mysterious note they found in their plumber's toolbox. It was signed by Princess Peach and asked the brothers to arrive at the castle at noon sharp. We're right on time, said Luigi. What's the next? The giant door opened, and there stood Toad, the princess's loyal retainer. Hey, guys, he said. The princess is waiting for you on the top floor of the castle. You know, that's his voice.
Oh, hi. Mario and Luigi followed Toad up the winding stairs and through the brick halls until they reached the quaint purple door to Peach's private quarters. Your Highness! They've arrived! Exclaimed Toad as he knocked politely on the door. Peach's voice came through the door.
Thank you, Toad. Please let them in, but do not enter the room yourself.
Mario and Luigi looked at each other puzzled.
As you command, Your Highness! Replied Toad.
He turned the brass knob and opened the door, but stood loyally in the hall and motioned for the brothers to enter.
What's going on? Asked Mario. It's me!
As he leaned into the empty room.
Just come in, please, said Peach innocently.
Suddenly, a net surrounded Mario and Luigi and pulled them up to the ceiling.
Mamma mia! Exclaimed Luigi.
We've been netted!
As they struggled, the smell of chloroform filled the air and all went dark.
Dun, dun, dun.
Scene 2. The brothers came to in the castle basement in an area Mario and Luigi had never seen before. Chains hung from the walls, and instruments of torture were laid out on a small table.
We're in a trouble now, Luigi, wailed Mario, pulling on the thick ropes holding them to the wall.
Hey, guys.
Mario and Luigi looked over to see Princess Peach. Instead of her trademark pink dress and golden crown, she wore tight black leather, her breasts and pussy exposed, revealing... I can't believe this story is endorsed by Nintendo of America, but it says it right here. Yes, so, instead of her trademark pink frock, she's got her fucking black leather with tits exposed, pussy just hanging out. That's not very princess-like. I wonder what kind of pussy she has. If her snatch is, like, shaven, or maybe she's got that landing strip. Maybe it's dyed to look like a mushroom.
Welcome to the Mushroom Kingdom.
It says right here she's got a petite brown bush, is how it's described. Small cuts and bruises ran down her arms and thighs from self-abuse. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday, freaks. It's only downhill from here. She leaned over, her pink nipples erect.
Every year, I'm taken from my home, and every year you rescue me. It's time I paid you back for so many years of loyal service.
I like how her voice constantly changes. She was a tranny 20 seconds ago. Alright, Peach turned around and leaned over one of the tables, perusing the various rusty blades and whips. Luigi noticed a large butt plug sitting firmly in Peach's ass, a striped raccoon-like tail hanging from it. Nice. Mario 3 reference. Mario leaned over and whispered to Luigi, "We're getting out of this predicament." That's how it was written in the story. Predicament. Mario reached into his pocket and pulled out a Starman. The brothers placed their palms on it. Instantly, strength flowed through them. Flashing with invincibility, Mario and Luigi broke the ropes and leapt over Peach and onto the table.
Oh, Mario! Gasped Peach. Your power overwhelms me.
Dialogue straight from a Cinemax movie.
What about me? Asked Luigi, offended.
Peach began to fondle her breasts.
I love you too, Luigi.
Mario stepped in front of Peach and unbuttoned his overalls as Luigi undressed behind her.
Hurry, she moaned, before the star power runs out.
In nothing more than his red shirt and hat, Mario grabbed Peach by the back of her head and shoved his flashing cock into her mouth. She groaned as the pain of the invincible cock burned her throat. The flashing light from Mario's star-powered dick illuminated Peach's cheeks from inside her mouth. She groaned again when Luigi thrust his dick into Peach's ass, the power of the Starman searing the insides of her rectum. The princess has a burnt anus. Mario and Luigi began furiously pounding Peach from both ends as tears streamed down her face. She dug her nails into Mario's legs and felt nothing thanks to the power of the Starman. Peach pointed behind her towards the table of torture devices behind Luigi. Luigi understood. He grabbed a pair of small rusty scissors, oh dear, and began making small cuts on her smooth ass as he shoved his dick harder and harder into her. The small droplets of blood smeared against Luigi's abdomen.
Oh no, said Luigi. He felt his invincibility running out. Hurry, Luigi, said Mario, pounding harder than ever, violently slamming Peach's head into his fuzzy crotch.
Yeah, you know Mario doesn't trim down there. Peach's nose was bleeding from the impact, covering Mario's dick in bright crimson. Suddenly, Peach let out a muffled scream as Luigi began to fire star-powered cum into her ass. The force of the ejaculation was enough to lift her ass forward, and the powerful jettison of cum into her ass lasted a full minute as Peach wept from the pain. Luigi pulled out just as the flashing invincibility left his body. Dollops of cum shoved out of her... Dollops, what a great word. Dollops of cum shoved out of her bruised asshole. Before Peach could recover, Mario shot his load. Princess Peach grinned through blood and cum...
We're not done, she said as Luigi helped her up.
Princess, I'm a spent, said Mario.
No, you're not.
She walked over and pulled a large rope hanging from the ceiling, which sounded a distant bell in the castle. Then she whispered instructions into Luigi's ear. Toad, oh no. Poor Toad. Little guy didn't have a chance. Toad came running down the basement stairs.
Yes, Your Majesty? What the fuck?
exclaimed Toad. Toad has a potty mouth. Before him sat his abused princess in tears beside Mario, his dick drenched in blood and semen.
Mario! You turncoat!
Luigi tackled Toad from behind. Hold him down, ordered Peach.
Your Highness, what are you doing?
Asked Toad as he began to cry.
Don't be a baby, Toad, said Peach. This is what I want, and it's your duty to obey me.
Toad sniffled and nodded. Mario and Luigi tied Toad to a small board and leaned him at an angle against the wall.
Fuck him while I watch, said Peach.
Well, Princess is demanding. Mario straddled the board, pulled off Toad's little white pants, and forced apart his feet.
He's too small, said Mario, frustrated.
Do it, said Peach.
It'll hurt, said Toad.
But Mario covered Toad's mouth with his gloved hand to shut him up. He pushed against the mushroom retainer's tiny asshole with his dick. Muffled screams came through beneath Mario's glove, which caused Mario to squeeze Toad's face even tighter, bruising his small mushroom face. After several grunts and shoves, Mario had managed to get an inch and a half into Toad's trembling ass. Gently fucking... Wow, this story really has everything. Gently fucking him at first, but increasing the rate and velocity in each thrust. Peach and Luigi furiously masturbated each other, and soon Peach brought out pieces of broken glass.
What?
Which she used to make fresh cuts into her arm and legs. I love how Princess Peach is a cutter. She'd never been so turned on in her life. Mario thrusts were getting violent now, shoving the plumber's snake further into Toad's guts. With each violent fuck, Toad let out a muffled chirp from beneath Mario's white glove.
Hurt him,
said Peach, as she built towards an orgasm. Luigi jerked off silently, happy to finally be with the princess for a change while Mario did the dirty work. Mario started slapping Toad very hard with the back of his hand, pacing himself with each thrust. Toad could do nothing but spit blood with each blow. Blood and shit was oozing from the poor retainer's ruined asshole. How descriptive. Peach stood up, tapping Luigi and pointing at Toad. Luigi nodded and walked over, straddling Toad's head and shoved his dick into Toad's bleeding mouth.
Oh my god,
said Luigi. The blood was warm and sticky on his cock, and Toad's tiny throat felt so tight. Toad choked and coughed blood out of his nose as Luigi began thrusting deep into his throat. I love how this has turned into rape porn featuring Toad. Mario was several inches into Toad now, fucking freely, and Luigi managed to get half his dick down into the esophagus of the little fungoid. Peach began making small cuts into Toad's arm and chest, softly humming to herself and fingering her clit. She lapped some of the blood off of Toad's chest and giggled. Peach took a few steps toward the wall and jumped. There was an invisible coin block.
I've been saving this, she said.
Out of the metal block came an orange and red super mushroom. She brought it over to Mario.
You know what to do with this, don't you?
Toad lifted his head and saw the mushroom. He hyperventilated in a panic and began to struggle. Mario held the mushroom and smashed it into his dick. At that moment, his cock suddenly grew three times in size. Toad screamed an inhuman scream as his flesh was stretched and his insides were ripped apart. Mario began to fuck Toad's torn flesh, blood and shit leaking everywhere. Peach started biting off chunks of Toad's skin and cutting her breasts with the knife, and Toad's body stretched further and further apart as Mario's gigantic super dick tore a path through him. No! Yelled Toad as Mario made the final thrust. Gallons of mushroom-powered cum flooded through his insides, and his tiny body finally gave and suddenly exploded, each half blown apart and splashing onto the stone dungeon floor in a bloody mess of cum-soaked entrails. Yes! Exclaimed Peach as a violent orgasm shook her body. She collapsed onto the cummy remains of Toad, savoring the thick, oozy puddles of cum, blood, and shit that covered the greasy dungeon floor. Luigi laughed and played with his limp dick. The end.
Wow, that was quite an epic tale from the Mushroom Kingdom, wouldn't you say? That's your Sextastic Tuesday for January 19th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They have got a new deal for you, so listen up. I'm going to read this as if I were a horny female porn slut. Yeah, you're working over my clit with cum, driving me wild. You're going to make this Valentine's Day one that you're never going to forget. Ooh, I'm licking my tits, tweaking my nipples on my breast. They're so tender. All right, I got to stop this. Supposed to be a 30-second live spot. I keep moaning like that. It's going to be 10 minutes long. All right. But that's okay, because I like it long and hard. I want you to fuck me in my cunt. All right. Through Valentine's Day, you're going to receive 50% off just about any item. That is an amazing deal in itself. I mean, that's half off just about any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com, and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, dildos to fuck me in my twat, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more, though. With every order, you're going to receive a free romance kit. Ooh. A romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, goes in your twat, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy. It's a nude 8x10 of me. Plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all. They're also going to throw in free shipping, so you don't have to worry about those charges. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout to receive all of your free gifts, 50% off, all that shit. Check out AdamandEve.com right now for the special Valentine's Day offer, good through February 14th. Again, you get 50% off one item, plus a free romance kit and free shipping when you enter offer code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout at AdamandEve.com. There you go. Let's get into this crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Now is really the time to use that coupon code. 50% off lingerie. You're going to get laid on Valentine's Day. It's the perfect opportunity. Stock up on lube and shit. Sex toys. Yes. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. All right, if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 2,000 at this point. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Today I've got an extended show for you. So what are you waiting for? Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, does the smell and taste of your own cum make you cry? Some poor men are apparently allergic to their own semen, developing a mysterious flu-like illness after they have an ejaculation. This is all done by Dutch researchers, so take it with a grain of salt. I don't have anything against the Dutch, really. The condition known as post-orgasmic illness syndrome, or POIS, has been documented since 2002. Symptoms include feverish, runny nose, extreme fatigue, and burning eyes, specifically if you get the semen in your eyes, I'm guessing, which can last for up to 1 week. Some physicians had suggested that the disorder was psychosomatic, but Marcel Waldinger, a professor of sexual psychopharmacology, I guess is the word, psychopharmacology, and his colleagues demonstrated in two papers that the syndrome was allergic in nature and that it might be possible to desensitize men to the problem. Waldinger and his colleagues studied 45 men with POIS. 33 of the men agreed to undergo a standard skin prick allergy. allergy test using a diluted form of their own semen. 29 of those 33, or 88%, showed a positive allergic reaction, indicating an autoimmune response. It's not clear, however, why they exhibited a response to the semen, only when it was released from the testicles. They didn't feel ill when they masturbated without ejaculating, but as soon as the semen came from the testes, after that they became ill, sometimes within just a few minutes. I'm going to pause right there for a minute so we can do an instant replay of my pronunciation of pharmacology. I really have no business being in broadcasting. In a second study in the same journal, Waldinger used what is known as hyposensitization therapy, I guess, on two of the men, injecting them first with very diluted solutions of their own semen, then, over a period of months, with more concentrated forms. The team found that after a period of 1 and 3 years... Is it 1 or 3? Maybe the one guy, it only took 1 year, and the other took 3 years. Who the fuck knows? The stupid news story's not very well-written. The team found that after periods of 1 and 3 years, the men showed a significant reduction in their POIS symptoms. The researchers are now treating more patients. So, if you feel like you're allergic to cum, mix it with some spit, drink it, and then, you know, just keep doing that, using less and less spit until you're just drinking straight up cum. Soon your body will crave it! Yes, fag boy's hungry, isn't he? Some gargling with cum. All right, second story we have for you today. You know, Nintendo just announced the launch date and pricing for their new 3DS, their, 3D portable gaming system. But I feel like Sega, the underdog, is really coming up with some revolutionary products. I'm talking, of course, about the piss gaming console. Uh-huh. Sega Corp. This is exactly why Sega got out of the console business, right? Now they just make games. All right, Sega Corporation makes a grand comeback into the world of video game hardware manufacturing with their toilets. Spelled T-O-Y-L-E-T-S. A toy. A new gaming platform with a whole new paradigm of user game interaction. A pressure sensor is applied to a strategically positioned location inside the porcelain hull of a public urinal, and the pressure exerted by a stream of urine aimed at the sensor serves as controls for mini-games on a display embedded in the wall above the urinal. Okay. Apparently, there are 4 games being bundled with the toilet. Mannequin Pies, in which the pressure of the stream is directly translated to how much liquid was urinated. Graffiti Eraser, where graffiti on a wall is removed with a hose. Your cock, of course, is the hose. The stronger the pressure of your urine, the faster the wall becomes pristine. That sounds like a fun game. There's another game called The North Wind and Her. I hope this isn't some sort of, like, fart game. Yes, The North Wind and Her, in which a horny north wind tries to blow a dress off a girl. And the stronger your piss stream, the harder it blows. And finally, Milk from the Nose, a faux sumo game in which two characters blow milk out of their noses to push the other out of the ring. The stronger pressure between you and the person that used the urinal before you wins. Yes. They should just have a sword fighting game. The over-urinal screens can also display advertisements post-game, serving as a digital signage platform. The urinals are still in development. Sega doesn't even have a press package for distribution yet, but this is truly the future of gaming. You got a glimpse of it here on Distorted View today. And finally, today, a Wellington woman has admitted hiding her dead baby's decomposing body in a cupboard last year before it was discovered months later by her flatmates. Just looking for some, like, soup or something. I thought we had some Vienna sausage and oh my god, what the hell is that? All right, the woman 21 appeared visibly upset in Wellington District Court today when she appeared on a charge of disposing a child's body with intent to conceal the fact of its birth. All right, Police Prosecutor Sergeant Michelle Payne said the woman had given birth to a purple-blue baby boy in the shower last... What a way to describe it. Gave birth to a purple-blue baby boy in the shower last year. She then cut the umbilical cord with scissors and hid the body in a bathroom cupboard. Some months later, her flatmates discovered the body wrapped in towels in a moderate to advanced state of decomposition. I thought it was the kitchen cupboard. This is kind of creepier because the bathroom, you've got a lot of steam. Mold can fester. Baby was probably all rotted out. Shit. The woman was scared and wanted to get rid of the baby from her house, Ms. Payne said. With her partner at the time, who was not the baby's father, she buried its body in the garden. Police found the baby after being tipped off, and at her first court appearance, the woman was remanded to a psychiatric facility. Defense lawyer Philippa Sullivan said she would be applying for a discharge without conviction. The woman's name, suppression continues, and Judge Denny's Berries remanded her on bail to be sentenced on March 2nd. So there you go. That, my friends, is your story news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it's a brand new medical marijuana patient, VSP, and here's two cents on top of my $5 a month. Okay, that wasn't even funny when it was high. Anyway, your intro sucks. I'm sorry, but it makes you sound like every other podcast trying to copy every other shock jock on the radio. It was funny the first time, but it just does not fit. I know that material at the beginning, that whole minute you have to record is a real bitch, but just try to struggle through with it. Your show really shines when you do that.
Oh.
In addition, the national news story, I agree with the caller from yesterday. Well, 6 months ago when you finally play this, it was cute. I don't want you to do that instead of the news stories you pick. I think once a week it would be really fucking hilarious if you went to NPR.com or Ford or whatever and just stumbled through a national news story. That would be great.
All right, someone who does not like our new intro.
Tim, this is a white man in Alaska, and I don't know why I never made this connection before, but the Bunny Crush audio?
Yes.
Never really bothered me, and I think it's because years ago I used to go hunting for coyotes.
For rabbits?
And my buddy had a Walkman, this was before MP3 players.
Yes,
and he hooked his speaker up to it, and he played that, basically, a bunny dying to call in coyotes. Wow. And we'd spotlight them and blast them. But somewhere out there, there's a cassette of a bunny, 30 minutes of it, that would make a great test of patience.
Holy shit. That is a brilliant idea. Someone find me the Bunny Crush audio cassette.
Hey, Tim, XYZ calling in. You know what I think would be an awesome mashup? Like,
what?
The Mr. T Mother song, like, Mother, like, no, you know, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the audio that you're mashing up with it is... to clean up your goddamn plate, lady. I think that would be hilarious. So,
yeah,
the
mother.
That's a challenge. I challenge.
Clean up your goddamn plate.
I'll talk to you later. All right, bye.
She's a very angry woman, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but the kid who recorded her emailed me and said, you know, she's a therapist. I think, right?
Everybody, make a mashup of Tim saying he praises Hitler.
All right, someone wants to. Did I praise Hitler on a past? I probably did.
Gimme boo!
Ah, yes. Puerto Rican fat man. Checking in. Yeah, okay. Alright, thank you.
Hey, Tim Special Member Rich Lather. I wanted to tell you about a pretty big anime convention that's going to be happening in Columbus at the end of January. Last weekend, 28th through the 30th, I believe. It's called OhioCon. And it is huge. Over 10,000 potential freaks to whom you can spread the distortion.
Oh.
But it's also going to be helpful for you to maybe try out something other than Inuyasha and Gundam 00. And I got to say, you know, Gundam 00 is not a good choice.
Oh.
It's got pretty boys, yeah, but the story really goes off the rails for the second season. I got to say, if you're looking for pretty boys and giant robots, you could do worse than Gundam Wing, which was a big hit in the U.S. and still has a pretty good fan base. Another thing about OhioCon is that the Columbus Ghostbusters will be there in full force all day Saturday. So, you know, try it out. I also do a little thing called Anime Hell from 9 p.m. till midnight, where we show basically a whole bunch of shit. It's one big DV log, I guess you could say, but not quite as extreme. But Budotaro-chan, that shitting Japanese animation, yeah, I'm using that. Thank you.
You are welcome, I guess.
Hey, Dan, it's Fleshy Fucker Matt in Kansas. We've gotten a couple calls in lately about people standing up and sitting down, wiping their butts. I used to be a sitter. I used to stand up to do it.
Okay.
Until I was privy to a conversation of other people, because I was bitching about getting bear tracks in my underwear.
Oh, for the fuck's sake.
And I'm not like a big guy or anything. I was a skinny guy. But I always got, like, fucking shit stains in my underwear. Then I started wiping sitting down. obviously.
No shit sink.
Speak up,
right?
You know, front and back. Right. Get the poo-poo anywhere. And
eat the poo-poo.
Done. I get no bear tracks. It's totally clean. It's the right way. You're doing it the right way.
Thank you.
Standing up.
I needed that.
Fucking
I need to hear
smears
that.
That shit all in your butt crack and then, yeah, it just ruins everything. Standing up is just... It's not right. It's not natural. Like, think about shitting in the woods. Like, you gotta squat down, and your butt cheeks are really far apart, and so your hole is nice and exposed.
Yes! And exactly!
It just comes out, and
right.
then, you know, pinches it off.
Like, you stand up, the shit's gonna get all over in your ass crack, and the insides of your ass cheeks and stuff. It's just a... I mean, come on, people! It's a hygiene issue.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near dead from Seattle.
Hey.
And I was just calling to say that I don't know.
Now I get sad every time you call in.
And I was just calling to say that I don't own any hotels in Florida, and I don't know anybody who does, but if you come to Seattle here in the near future, I'll give you a place to stay.
Now,
I'm not gay or anything, but I do live in the gay neighborhood of Seattle, so you'd fit right in.
You just told me you're a terminal cancer patient. Live a little, all right? If I'm coming up there, let me... it's the least I can do.
Maybe you can spoon me on my hospice bed. Thanks, Tim.
What was the... What do you want? Doing what?
And maybe you can spoon me on my hospice bed.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Well, sure.
Hey, Tim.
I mean, yes. I would do that for a terminal
cancer
patient. Hey, Tim.
I remember Annie from Indiana here.
Okay.
I was just wondering, I know a while back you used to talk about, like, games you're playing and stuff. I'm sure you still do. But I was just wondering, do you still play, it's kind of a nerdy question, do you still play your Wii? I know for a while you were asking your members for the Wii friend code to play like Mario Kart.
Yes, I love Mario Kart still. I kick ass on Rainbow Road.
I get an email or something.
I actually have been acquiring a lot of games recently. A lot of them are like used games or whatever, and many of them are GameCube games. What game am I... Oh, I finally played Luigi's Mansion for the first time. I'm, you know, 10 years late on this one, but yeah, that's fun. And what other games do I have? Mass Effect, but that's for Xbox. There's another one, I don't remember what it is, but it's a shooting game for the Wii, and you can actually use like a gun. I don't know what games I'm playing. I don't have it here with me, but yeah, I am playing games.
Hey, quiet man. This is your Jewish
side. I got the new Fable game when it was on sale on Amazon during Black Friday or something. I got it for like $20 or $30. I haven't played it yet, though. And what else? What other games? I can't remember the other games that I was playing.
Florida. And I'm going to respond to something you said to me earlier. You're not going to get me, Tim Henson. I'm going to get you.
No,
I'm going to get you,
no,
you dirty
I'm
quiet
get
man.
You.
And let me
you.
Say this.
Once you better just watch yourself, Jew.
Media, I'm
you
gonna
dirty
own
Jew.
You,
and you're you don't talk to me like that, you dirty Jew. You Jew. I think I won that round. He did say he was Jewish, right? Or did he say he was black? I'm not sure. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is he no God? Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Sound speaks louder words.